Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
The Bert Show.
Now, Melissa was telling Jen and I a story earlier, and this is, I mean, brace yourselves, women. And you know what?
It's an anomaly, actually.
I'm going to stand up for this guy because I'm required to. But there is a man in Atlanta who just doesn't get it.
I know. It's amazing. I couldn't believe the story because you never hear that.
Right.
But last night I called a friend of mine, and I don't want to use a real name, so what... Make a what female?
Claire.
Oh, God, that was her real name.
I love the name Claire.
You got it.
Oh,
Claire.
It's a great name. So, Claire. So, we'll call her Claire. So, I called Claire last night, and you can tell when someone is preoccupied at the moment with something, like they're not finished reacting to something that has just happened to them. So, she seemed frustrated when she answered the phone, and she said, I just got a call from this guy, and I don't want to use his real name. So, what's a guy named?
Phineas.
No, Joey.
Joey. Okay, Claire and Joey. Let me write that down because I'll forget. Okay, so Claire and Joey. So I called Claire last night. So she had said that she just got this call from Joey, and she just let it go to voicemail. And she goes, I cannot believe that he is still calling me. And I'm like, well, what's the story? I had never heard of this guy. And I want to say it was before the holiday. I'm not exactly sure when they went out, but a friend of hers had set her up with this guy. I said, oh, you know, he's a great guy. I know him, and I think y'all would get along well. So they went to lunch. You know, the first meeting usually is always a lunch thing. So they go to lunch, have a good time, you know, good conversation. But she realized at that time that this is just not my type of guy, you know, no big deal. So he, you know, called her after the lunch and asked her back out. And she's, you know, was not available to go out. And she's the type of woman who is, you know, really nice. She doesn't want, you know, I guess like most of them, you don't want confrontation, especially with someone that you barely know. So
why add the drama?
Exactly.
Just kind of, say you're not available.
I'm not available, but thanks so much. And then he asked again, and she, you know, I'm not available, but thanks. So that was her first, like, okay, she was never available after that lunch. So then he kept calling.
So he actually did have conversations, and she just said, that day doesn't work out. Sorry,
right.
I'm busy that night. I got plans with my friend that afternoon.
So they did talk. They did talk in the beginning. And, you know, and I'm sure, well, of course, I for women, you also, there's a level of enthusiasm. You know, like if you're really interested in somebody, you kind of bring, you know, have this high energy with them and, oh, I'm sorry, you know, that I'm not available that night, but maybe whatever. But she didn't do that. I mean, it was a very just plain, oh, you know, I can't, but thanks.
He should have gotten the hint.
Exactly. That's what she thought. So then he kept calling. So she just didn't return his calls. Now through the, and then when she got surprised was like, he would call her on Thanksgiving. He called through December. He called on Christmas Day.
Oh, God.
And she didn't call him back. And he kept calling and kept calling. So last night he had called again. And she said, it looks like I'm going to have to call him and tell, you know, she's like, what should I do? And I'm like, he's obviously not getting the subtle hint. So you're going to have to call him and just be straightforward. I said, you know, don't backtrack into the, you know, like you start feeling bad for him and start
right.
trying to make excuses or say, well, maybe, you know, we'll just be friends and blah, blah, blah. Just be, you know, straightforward look.
But she said, why didn't she, if it's bothering her, why didn't she do that 6 weeks ago?
Well,
she just wanted to be nice. She thought he'd get the hint.
And over the holidays, I mean, everybody was so busy that she,
right.
her, you know, priority was not going to be to call, you know, Joey
but what
back.
What if Joey is thinking, oh, she must just be busy over the holidays?
Nice try, Jeff. Okay,
stop defending him.
So all right, yeah. I'm not going to defend him too much because
Come on.
I think
I can.
If
but
you said
there,
that he was
more.
If you said he was going for 2 or 3 weeks, I'd be right there with
him. It's 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
Then, okay, so then she said so last night. So I take naps in the afternoon. So I had talked to her before my afternoon nap. So she said, okay, I'm going to call him. And so I'm like, well, you know, I'm going to turn my phone off, but you've got to let me know what happens. She said, I'll leave you voicemail. So then when I woke up, I checked my voicemail and she said, oh my God. Oh, no. And so I called her back. Like, what happened?
Oh God.
So she said, you know, she called him and, you know, hey Joey, it's Claire. And, you know, hey, what's been going on? And I'm not sure exactly how, you know, the beginning of the conversation started, but he went into, oh yeah, well, you know, the holidays were kind of rough because, you know, my dad's in the hospital. And then he went on about how his mom is sick too. And so he went on about very sad occurrences in his life over the holidays. And so then she's thinking, well, I can't just all of a sudden be mean to him.
No.
But she thought, I'm going to do this. And so she said, you know what? I just wanted to call to let you know. I mean, I know I've received your phone calls and we had lunch a few months ago, but I'm just not really interested in a relationship with you. And so then his response was, so what you're saying is you're not interested now.
No, it was not.
Good for you, man. Stay in the game.
And she's like, what do I have to do to get this guy?
If you're on your feet, you still got some fight in you.
I mean, you know, I'm not sure how it ended, but it's pretty much like, yeah, well, no, I'm not interested. And so, but she's not sure if he got the hint. I mean, that was last night.
So you mean not right now, like maybe later, maybe if I call you in a month from now, maybe if I wait 24 hours,
it's
you
almost
would
like,
feel different?
How are you going to feel in 6 months? I mean, do you think you can have feelings for me in 6 months? I mean,
now I got Kelly on the phone, and up on my screen it says her comments, Claire doesn't get it, guys don't get subtle hints. Do you still feel that way, Kelly?
Exactly. You just can't play these little guessing games with guys. They need, like you said earlier, tell the guy up front. What if she felt that she didn't have anything for him on the first date? You say, look, I enjoyed the night or the afternoon or lunch or whatever, but, you know, just things aren't clicking. You know, you're a great person, but I just don't feel anything between us.
Did you hear?
You know, it's like, subtle, come on.
But did you hear when she was direct with him, what he said?
Yeah, but it's like, you know, this is after she strung him along all this time.
How did she string him along? I mean, how did she string him along?
She should have told him on the first date. We weren't clicking. You know, I appreciate you taking me out or, you know, if they went Dutch or whatever. But, you know, come on. If you're not feeling it, let them know. Don't waste their time.
You know what?
Don't waste her time. Hey.
Well,
you know
it's not, because the one thing I disagree with what you just said about don't waste his time. I mean, it's two people, and her presence is just as important as his. So, like, I think there's some responsibility on his side to, you know, like, because the idea that a guy has that he's going to try, I just think is irresponsible. I think you just have to. You know,
well, he's got to get the hint.
You would hope he would get the hint, but, you know, most guys don't get quote-unquote hints. They need it flat out up front, honestly.
All right, Kelly, can you hold on? Because I have an idea here, and I think you might be the perfect person to help with this. So can you hold on for a few more minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Hey, Amanda?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, see, now fight for the guy.
Okay, he might just be trying to get her, and she may not just be ready yet, because my mom and dad... When they were younger, he did the same thing to my mom. He chased after for like 6 months. He even showed up like in the 60s, 70s, and this big yellow daisy on his shirt with black and purple striped pants. And she's like, I'm not going to date this guy. They've been married for 30 years now.
See, you know what? I hope the guys listen. Joey, I hope persistence pays off.
Wear the woman down until she has to give in.
That just doesn't sound right. And what you were saying before about how when he saw that Claire was calling,
right.
He picked up the phone and went into all these bad stories.
Immediately went into
like,
sob, sob, sob.
Yeah.
You know, okay, now what do you have to say? Because I even said that to her last night. I said, obviously, if you were calling him, then he must have realized something may not go right. Because obviously he had it in the back of his mind that... She's not interested, or
right.
He would not have launched into feel sorry for me first and then try to talk to me, you know, and say you don't want me.
What you don't understand, and I hope Greg will back me up, is guys aren't capable of that multi-level thought. Like that, you know what that is? That's conniving. And guys don't have the conniving gene the way women
do. Look at you.
Oh, right.
Jeff Dollar.
Greg! Help me.
You're exactly right.
Thank you.
This is typical of a lot of women that I've dated around Atlanta. They just think that, you know, that we're supposed to be able to be this perfect little mind reader. And when actually they should just come out and say, look, hey, you know, I appreciate dinner, but, you know, we ain't great. Let's be friends. But instead they imply this little whatever they got in their brain that, you know, we're supposed to catch this little freaky little hint that they've got when they can just come out and freaking
no,
say
wait a second.
It.
I'm sorry. I'm
sorry. Point blank.
Let me ask you a question. A freaky little hint, like no return phone call for 2 months. What about that don't you get?
Maybe she was busy.
Maybe she said she was busy.
The holidays.
If you didn't, it's point blank, and there's no sense in beating around the bush. If you don't want to go out, maybe just say it. I'm a person, you're a person. We both live here. We both got mouth and lungs. Just say it.
Hey, Greg.
Easier that way.
Greg, let me just tell you, okay? If a girl doesn't call you back for a couple of months, she's just not that into you.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. But still, I mean, there's no sense in not being direct. There's no sense
right.
in beating around the bush.
If a woman is just calling a guy and calling a guy and calling a guy, is he really straightforward and says, you know what?
No, he calls her psycho behind her back.
All right, here's what we got. Kelly, are you back?
I'm here.
All right, Kelly, tell me if you want to help out with this, because this is where... this is what I think we do with this because
okay.
We're going to go back and forth and should she have said something, whatever. I mean, that's a debate. That's going to be one of those debates that we have that ends in a stalemate. I think what we need to do is we need to step up and help Claire.
Right.
Because Claire's a friend of Melissa's and, you know, came to Melissa with this problem. So we're going to step up. We're going to help Claire.
And in helping Claire, we're probably going to help a lot of people around Atlanta, both men and women.
Because we'll put
in
this
the same
on the
situation.
Website. Yes.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I've got a blank pad in front of me.
Okay.
We've got all of us in the room. We've got Kelly. We're going to get other listeners to help out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think we need to write a Dear Joey letter.
Okay.
So here's and this is my thought. And the callers will write the letter line by line. And we will, in the end, have a 2 or 3 paragraph letter that simply says, "Get away from me, creepy man."
Okay.
And it can also be a
caller.
Oh, but does it need to be 2 or 3 paragraphs? Come on, one sentence. I'm just not that into you.
that will definitely be a line.
Yeah, that's to the point.
That will definitely be a line in the letter. So, Kelly, think of your line. Well, you know what? That is your line.
Hey,
I'm
you know?
Just not that into you. I'm going to set the tone with the first line. That's going to be harsh and it's going to be attention getting, and that's going to be the tone of this letter.
Okay.
And then in a couple paragraphs, we'll have a complete letter. Bam, ready to go. We'll put it on the internet.
So Right. Everybody on the phone should have a sentence to add to the letter.
Yes, and we'll go around the room first. I'll start, then Jen, Melissa, and then we'll go to the callers.
All right.
So first line, Dear Joey, comma, grasp your ears firmly and remove your head from your ass.
Your number has already been programmed. Do not answer in my cell phone. That's what comes up when it rings. I'm not interested. Do not contact me again.
Melissa.
And what I mean by again is I never, you no, how did I put it? What I mean by again is you never have a chance with me, ever.
What I mean by
never.
Again is that you never have a chance
with me. Ever.
You want ever in caps?
Yes.
All caps, yeah.
So what are you trying to say?
So when you mean by ever, do you
ever,
mean like 6 months or no, ever?
But there's still a slight chance.
Okay.
Phil,
go.
You got one?
He's a guy. Because I don't get it.
He's a guy.
Oh.
You could frame this letter and I'd still be like, so you're trying to say you wrote me a letter?
We'll
you
go,
like me?
We'll go right from
you
the top.
The time?
Oh, God,
we'll start with line one. Yasmin.
That's true.
Yes.
Give us the next line.
I'm going to be very blunt. I didn't like you then, I don't like you now, and I'm not going to like you in a couple of months from now.
Perfect!
Good. Very good.
I didn't like you then. I'm not going to be able to type this. We'll have to go back to the tape. I didn't like you then, I don't like you now, and I won't like you in a couple of months from now. Thank you,
good
Yasmin.
Job.
You're welcome.
Jennifer.
Joey, I do not want you ever. Never contact me again, or I will call the police.
Let's see. We got to get rid of Larry because he's a guy. And then Drew's got to go too. Sorry. Katie, you're up.
Yes, you need to just tell Joey flat out, I'm not interested, never will be, don't have any time for you, and my cell phone number will be changed.
I like it.
Thank you very much.
So when you change your cell phone, will you call me and let me know what the new number is?
It seems like, you know, Jeff, I don't think that it needs to be a couple paragraphs because...
I think I'm getting the reoccurring theme. Yeah. Hey, Drew, you're up.
Okay. While your dogged perseverance is flattering, yet a little scary, I am not interested.
You know, I would shave that down to I'm not interested because when you bring up the flattering part, all he's going to catch is flattering.
Hope.
You're right.
And,
okay.
That creates hope.
We have to, yeah, we have to review the letter to make sure there's not one little shining bit.
It was
of...
a great suggestion, but you have to, because that then you... It's the female trap of going backpedaling into being nice. I don't want to hurt his feelings.
But right.
I mean, it was flattering so that I'm candy coating it for you, but I don't want to see you.
From a guy's point of view, when you send this letter, it must be typed out the general basic text. Don't put any frills in it. Don't put any, like, anything. It must be basic New Times Roman text. Uh-huh. Don't, if you sign it, just print your name, because if we get a handwritten letter or if we get a letter that's, you know, it looks like you changed the font or the style, I'm going to take that as she spent the time to change it.
Change the
right.
font.
So, right. So that means at least she was thinking about me to make it fun and creative.
See, I mean, yeah.
Don't even print it on a blank sheet of paper. Put it on the back of your phone bill.
Because I'm trying to enter the mind. Well, it's hard to enter the mind of a guy because it's very small, not much room. And and my friend Claire is very attractive. So I have a feeling that this guy is all he is seeing is, he's attracted to her. Here's an object of affection that I want to conquer.
Right.
And that he's got his mindset on one thing.
Hey, Kelly, you get the next line.
Yes, please do not contact me again, and I will not be forced to get a restraining order on
your ass. Hey, Roxanna.
Yes, my line is Joey. Have you ever heard of Lorena Bobbitt?
He might see that as an opportunity, so she's thinking about my junk.
Exactly. She would have to unzip my pants in order to get there, and there's an opportunity. I can change her mind.
All right, let's do. You guys have anything else to add in the room? Because if not, we're gonna take. We'll do just two more lines. And
well,
we'll be done.
How does she end it? Is what I want to know. Like the salutation
goodbye.
At the end.
Goodbye. Because if you say take care, you know.
Don't even put thank you for your time.
Thank
or
you. Yeah.
Sincerely.
Sincerely. No. No. Goodbye.
What about here's to never talking to you again?
That's good.
Like, is that good? Comma and then Claire.
I like that.
Would that work? Is that a good conclusion? Okay, and then...
And when you say never,
do
you mean
never ever? Never right now?
You know we wouldn't have... You know what? I'm going to leave the whole last paragraph is going to one woman. Nicole?
Hey, Nicole!
Hey! Wrap it up.
Okay, this is the last line I need to put. I only have three words for you, Joey. No means no. That's what you need to put. It need to be the last line. No means no.
Perfect. Here's to never talking to you again, comma Claire, and then just to make sure he really gets it, a P.S. from Vivian.
P.S. My jealous ex-boyfriend is getting out of jail. The conviction was overturned. He put it back in.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Talking just a few minutes ago about this poor guy in California who was rescued, thankfully, luckily.
Yeah, that's not the poor part.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Rescued from the raging rivers of the mudslides and the horrible, probably he didn't have any pants on.
Yeah, that's the lingering memory is the fact that he was bare butt.
Which leads us to the question, what photo, what film of you do you wish doesn't exist? Hey, is this Anne?
Yes.
You're up first.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, basically what happened was me and my friends, it was the beginning of our junior year in college, and we're all excited, so we get so drunk the first Friday, and we're all, like, taking off our clothes and being ignorant in my friend's apartment, and I have this one idiotic friend walking around with a camera, so we're all drunk, we get these bottles, we turn them up, and we start doing this Beyonce dance, and of course there's a clip of me with my boob hanging out. The next week, I show up, and it's on a website, and till this day, I cannot get my friend to take it off. I hate it.
Oh, no.
What's the website?
Jeff.
What?
Creepy uncle Jeff.
But she has this picture. She's like, these are my friends. We have lots of fun. And there it is.
I'm violating our listeners.
All right. Thanks for the call, Ann. Hey, Tia.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, in my senior, the summer before my senior year in high school, we were, three friends and I were going out for a party, and we had a car accident on a stretch of highway in Maryland, and it had been one of those years where everybody that had been in an accident on that road died, and so we had a 5-car pileup. I was ejected from the car and landed in between a ditch and the road. Light turned green for the oncoming traffic, and a car ran over my leg, and so my skirt and stuff went with it. I mean, I'm fine now, but so there were all this media came, and here I am laying on the ground, and all these pictures were taken, and there was this big article, and showed up, and I was 18 years old, and when I went, that was in August, and school up there starts in September.
Uh-huh.
And when I went back to school in September, my locker was like decoupaged with pictures that had my boob with, you know, the black bar, my butt was hanging out, my thigh was hanging. It was
cause what
one
you
of
said-
those days where you go, I wish I maybe had just died.
Oh, you poor that's
18
so
years old, too. No.
But yeah, it, for those that missed the story, because you kind of passed right over, but when you said the subsequent car hit you, it took with it your skirt and some of your clothes. So when the camera crew showed up after the accident, you had.
Ass up in the air.
What was still. Oh, you poor thing. What was still left on you? Like, what clothes did you have on in the pictures?
Weird, because I went out and I kind of skid on the left side of my. On the right side of my body. So the left side of my shirt, which is like a tank, was still on. Like, the top of the tank top came off of one side of my body. And then on. So my underwear were torn off.
So you were half flashing the whole world.
Half naked.
And luckily the TV crew is right there. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Well, I'm glad you're
well,
I'm glad you're good.
Well, they were doing a thing about this inner stretch of road because there weren't enough stoplights there. So there had been three accidents.
So that's why the camera crews were there. Okay.
Fatalities, and they were doing a story, and then here we come, like, on our way out to party.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thing. And your friend.
And I had on clean underwear.
And,
and then they went and got ripped off.
The good one's gone. Yeah, and shame on your friends. Like, if this was, was this in Atlanta or was it?
Oh,
no, you
gone.
Said this was, yeah, she said it was in Maryland or something, didn't she?
Yeah.
I mean, 18 years old, too.
And hindsight, now, come on, now you got some sense, even at 18, to not put a decoupage of these pictures on her locker.
Poor thing.
Will somebody tell me what that is?
Decoupage?
Yeah.
A collage.
Yeah.
A barrage.
Why don't you just say
decoupage. Sounds like an ad.
So anything that ends in age is just a bunch of pictures glued together?
It's just chaos.
Garage.
It's a chaos of pictures.
Hey, Lil.
Hi.
Hey, what decoupage do you wish does not exist?
I absolutely am not into crafts, but anyway, this is kind of a story I'm not too proud of. It was about 20 years ago when I was a young, in my 20s, and I was with my then-to-be fiancé, which I'll preface the story. I did not marry the man, but we were at his cousin's wedding, which was in a very small town in the South, and it was kind of the pigs in the blanket kind of, you know, everybody brings something kind of country reception. And
kind of a potluck wedding.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I was in my early 20s, and me and one of my cousin's wife to be, you know, so the two other fiancés there at the wedding, we were sort of in the background talking about how our wedding was going to be different, and I hope our mother-in-law, you know, sort of keeps out of it, and that we can have our own kind of wedding. Well, and, you know, not saying such nice things. Well, while this was going on, they were walking around with the camera and saying, you know, say something nice about the couple and wish them well and all of this kind of stuff. And it wasn't till the next day at the out-of-town brunch where they decided, let's play the wedding and let's play the reception.
No. Oh, no.
And it was one of my prouder moments. So it was not too good. So
you're on there talking crap about the mother-in-law, and she's sitting there watching it.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, no, that was not the reason that we didn't get married, but, you know, it did not help.
Yeah, I was going to say that it's not earning any points.
Oh, no. My God.
Thanks for the call,
though.
It was
pretty tacky, and, you know, I actually was more just saying about how my wedding was going to be different and how, you know, and I didn't want the country potluck dinner. I wanted, all the nice things, but the other sister-in-law was saying more, you know, I sort of got off a little bit better because I didn't say something directly about her.
You screwed up.
But yeah, I pretty much screwed up. Yeah.
Oh, thanks for the call.
That's one of those moments. You just want to like melt into the floor. Let me just disappear into the floor right now.
My butt would go numb and fall off.
hey, Tracy.
Yeah.
Hey, you're on.
Hey, about 8 years ago, I got married and my husband and I decided to make a fun little sex video for his birthday, his 25th birthday, and so we lose the video. We had borrowed his parents' camera, and we lose the video for about a year. His father was a Southern Baptist preacher.
Oh, God.
So we, a year later, find the video, and I take the video home because it's labeled Tracy's baptism, and I'm thinking I'm taking my baptism video home because his father baptized me at the church. I go home and put it in. It was my baptism, but immediately afterward, it was the sex video.
Oh,
and so his father
God.
Had the video for a year, and his father periodically would watch all of the videos he had, so we know he saw it.
Oh, no. Now, which is grosser?
The fact that you put a sex tape on your baptism?
Or if he turned the tape off as soon as he saw what it was, or if he kept watching.
Or if Southern Baptist daddy kept watching, and then he asked for forgiveness for his sins.
Or that it inspired him to
see
his wife.
I want to know what you were thinking putting a sex tape on the back end of your baptism.
No, the baptism kind of came afterward.
Oh, so how did that?
But still, how did they get on the same tape?
We accidentally returned the camera to him with the tape in it. With the sex tape in it, and so then later I get baptized, like 6 months later or whatever.
You gotta be drunk.
Uses that tape and records on it, not knowing what it is.
How do you forget the tape in the camera?
That's not
really.
You forget.
I mean, really.
Well,
you
I
do
don't
that again.
Think it was my fault. I think it was my husband's fault.
Of course.
I was 18 years old when I got married, and so it was for my husband's birthday, and I was nervous anyway.
I blame him for losing the tape. Right.
is he still your husband?
I'm sorry?
Is he still your husband?
He is.
Okay. Well, have fun at the next family reunion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because your father-in-law sent you naked.
Hey,
ew.
Not only naked. Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
He knows what
you're getting baptized.
Yes, right.
So to speak. How are you?
Somebody's
I'm pretty good. How's it going?
Good. Go ahead with your story.
All right. Well, me and some friends were drinking one night over at my friend's apartment complex. And when we get drunk, we like to just like walk around and like... And we were walking, and we saw his car wash. And I looked in my pocket, and I found 50 cents. And my friend was like, it's only 50 cents for the vacuum cleaner there. And I was like, all right.
Oh, no,
he's like,
well,
I bet you won't stick your junk in it.
Oh, jeez.
So, me being drunk, thinking like, all right, whatever.
Sounds like a great idea.
That sounds good.
Yeah. It sounded good at the time. I was thinking, I'm going to get some.
Nothing.
And her name is Mrs. Hoover.
Yeah. So I turn on the vacuum, and my friend pulls out his camera phone. I'm not really paying attention. Takes a couple quick pictures with the camera phone while I'm standing there, like, holding the vacuum on. And then he decides, like, to go back and upload all the pictures and put them on, like, all these websites and tell everybody that it was me. And I think the worst part is that I was wearing a really ugly sweater. And now everyone associates me with this sweater.
Yeah.
And it looked right past my whole, like, penis and vacuum and, like, straight to this ugly sweater.
Use a Hoover.
So I know all the guys want to know, so I'll ask it for them. Did it work?
It didn't feel that good.
No.
But it didn't feel that bad.
Well, I don't know.
Being drunk, I've had worse.
God bless your honesty.
Thanks for the call, Matt.
Thanks, man.
All right.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. Frankly, I am surprised that this phone call that we took yesterday was more controversial. I just didn't think that there would be much of a debate here.
Right.
But Jan Hobby really showed how superficial she was yesterday, I thought.
Well, and Jeff Dollar, too. I wasn't the only one that felt this way.
And you thought I was being totally a hypocrite on it.
Totally.
Like, you said that I would totally react differently.
Yeah. I think if this happened to you in real life, you would react differently than you did yesterday.
See, my thinking is, like, guys don't think that far in advance. Like, we wouldn't be thinking of our future baby. We'd just be more upset by the past, just not knowing, not being educated on what happened to our woman in the past. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't agree with that, because I think that would be one of the first things I would think of.
Really?
Would be like, now you're jacking up my family. You know, like, I would just, it would be like.
You're screwing up my bloodline.
It would be like buying, you know, the perfect classic, you know, 65 Mustang
of
red.
Of course, there's a car comparison.
But then the whole thing is, you know, just patched up with Bondo. Like, I would just be bummed. It's like, it's not the real thing.
See, to me, like I said, the bigger offense is not knowing what happened over the last year, that they didn't come clean in that relationship because they've been going out for a year.
That they didn't tell them this major overhaul that they had.
Right.
Well, we're not even really explaining what the phone call is about.
We shouldn't, because it's explained in the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Good morning, Aaron. You're on All the Hits Q100. Hello.
I've been dating a guy for about a year. Mm-hmm. We've even talked about marriage. And I've met his parents before, but I never really went home. He's from Colorado.
Okay.
So we went home for the holiday, and they just got their new snow, you know, that people were starting to ski, stuff like that. And we had a great time, and it was that day, you know, everybody's eating the turkey, drinking a little.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching him with his family for the first time, met his sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I was noticing, you know, he's a good-looking guy, you know, or would be my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I love him. And he looks a little different, or actually a lot different than a lot of the members of his family. So he goes out, I guess it's after they've been skiing, and then they go to the movie. I guess they went to see Ray or something. I don't know. And I decided to stay home with the sister and the mom. You know, we're bonding.
Mm-hmm.
So they start whipping out the photo album. He's, you know, the baby pictures, you know, the naked baby pictures, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get into the ones where he's, like, in his 20s. And they're, like, pointing to him, and I'm like, what? He does not look like anything that he looked like. And this is in his 20s and stuff, pictures of him in college with his friends and stuff.
So what's different?
Everything, my God. He looks like, frankly, Dumbo in one of the pictures. His ears are sticking out. His nose is funny. He just does not look like the man that I'm going out with. I don't understand.
Why does that turn you off so much? He obviously grew out of it.
No.
Or he had surgery.
His sister said, okay, we're all drinking. I don't know what this was about. But she says it's amazing what they can do today.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, he's had surgery. Lots of plastic surgery.
Yeah.
So I said, what do you mean?
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, look, I don't know. I don't know what he did. I don't care what he did.
Right.
He's like, totally must have done everything. He must have been like on one of those Nip Tuck shows or something. I don't know.
So what does that bother you?
Yeah, it does. because, you know, what happens? I mean, I'm not the, you know, I'm not Christie Brinkley, but I'm you know, a reasonably, a very attractive girl, and I start thinking about kids. I mean, if the guy I'm dating and thinking of marrying looks like this now but looked like that then, what's going to happen? I mean, his ears were sticking out. It looks like his chin's different. His nose, I don't even want to go into what he must have done. My God.
So you don't want to have an ugly kid. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, might sound a little vain, but he looks hideous.
So you're so turned off by what he looked like before the surgery that you would seriously consider not going out with this guy?
Yeah, I don't know how to get away from it because, like, first of all, it's not just the kids. It's somebody who went through all that.
So it's the mentality of it also that's bothering you?
Well, who would do that?
Well, there's a lot of women that do that. Do you think the guy should? Well, of course, the guy probably wouldn't be as turned off, but I mean, it's the same. I mean, so many women do.
No, guys usually like that. It's usually boobs or something.
But what I'm saying is, like, I mean, is it fair for you not to? I mean, would you criticize a woman for that and think a guy shouldn't marry her because of what she looks like now?
Well, I just don't know if they should be doing that much. I don't. Oh, God.
But a guy wouldn't look at a woman and go, look, I'm not going to, I don't want to have children with her because I want my child to have big boobs. And she obviously doesn't. And she got the surgery done. But you're looking at this guy and you're like, he was so completely different looking and somebody you're not attracted to and frankly kind of ugly that you'd be nervous that your child would grow up to look like him?
Yeah. And also that somebody would go through that. I'm really weirded out by all this weird surgery.
Did you say anything to him?
No, he doesn't know. I'm home early. He's still in, well, I don't know. No.
I would kill my family. Like, that's one of those where, I mean, come on. Don't let your family block you from, you know, having a happy life with somebody.
Did you confront him on this?
No, I haven't told him yet.
Oh, no.
You know, I have to almost, like, embarrassingly admit, I get her point on the kid thing. Like, I get it now.
Come on now.
I would think the same thing.
I can understand that.
Really?
I would think the same thing. I'd be like, oh.
Well, will my kids have to have plastic surgery when they grow up?
Genes come from so many places. Have you seen your own family? I mean, have you seen, like, grandparents and stuff? I mean, there's, I don't know. If one person, I don't know. That's just kind of mean, I think.
What kind of advice are you looking for? Do you dump them or not?
I want to know how to, yeah, I need to get out of this.
So you're already thinking it's over?
Oh, for me, it is, yeah. Well, I've got to get out of this.
Look, if you're that vain about it, and you obviously don't love this man as much as you think you do, because, I mean...
No, I do, but when I found out he was being fake with me...
I think it's almost...
He should have told me.
I think it's almost valid because he has misled her.
Oh, you're kidding. No.
He has misled her. It's like going out with somebody.
There's so much more to somebody.
Every time they pull up to pick you up, they're in a Mercedes and they're wearing their nice, you know... Armani suit and everything's cool and everything's great, but then once you find out they're $50,000 in credit card debt, they're living in a studio apartment, you know.
But if that's
what you're looking for, if you were looking for a good looking guy so you can have good looking children, then okay, this is not the guy for you. If that you're that shallow, then you need to get out.
There's so much more to
shallow.
Sure
it is.
Shallow.
No, it's not.
Yes, it
of course it is. There's so much more to a person you hope than just their looks.
It would be a trust factor thing for you, Bert. You're Mr. Trust, and if you had been dating somebody for that long and they didn't tell you about that part of their life and all of a sudden you found out about it,
I guess
you would feel like you couldn't trust them because they weren't honest with you.
Well, that argument to me is more valid than Jeff's. Like that one, if we've been going out with each other for a year, at least let me know this is a pretty big part of your past.
It's the same argument.
The whole reason you have it done is so that you don't have to tell somebody about how you grew up, everybody making fun of you.
But if you're going to go spray your sperm around, you're telling
people. But now he's been made fun of probably his whole life to the point that he wanted to have that surgery, and now his potential fiancé is going to leave him for the very same thing.
I think it's valid.
I don't see it as valid,
sad,
though.
Absolutely.
I see it as nothing more than just having a discussion. Like, this is something you should have shared with me. It's certainly not, like, this is not end of the relationship.
But how devastating.
So, think of it. You had married a... I'm sorry. I cut you off. But if you had been with a woman and decided you were going to marry her, and then you found out that she had had God knows how much reconstructive surgery, that she never looked like the one woman you fell in love with, you would feel betrayed, and you would, second of all, you would think about your kid.
I wouldn't feel as betrayed as you're making it out to be. I really wouldn't.
Really?
Yeah.
And you wouldn't think, oh my gosh, I'm going to have totally different gene pool than I thought I was dealing with here.
Wow.
Maybe. I don't know. It doesn't feel like that strong to me, no.
Good morning, Amy. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Hi. I think there's a lot more to it than what she's saying. I think she wants out for other reasons, because if she really deeply loves this guy, love is blind.
Yes. Right.
I mean, you don't see this stuff. Plus, it's about, you're talking about having kids and stuff. I don't care what your kids look like. They're beautiful to you. It doesn't matter. I think there's a lot more to it than what she's letting on. I think it's just an excuse.
I hope so.
Jen is saying, there's something to it.
I think there's something to that.
Oh, my God.
I do. It's not like, totally PC to say so, but I would legitimately be bummed about the future prospect of children.
Because it's very important to you that your children are good looking.
No, because you're just misled by that. You're like, you're attracted to someone physically. That's what initiates any relationship, because of your physical attraction to somebody. And then to realize that that physical attraction's not, we're talking about a major overhaul of this guy, right?
Aaron?
Yeah.
How much are we talking about? Like, what did he have done?
Oh, I wouldn't even know. I mean, it's like his chin was different. His nose is different. His ears were, like, lowered from the pictures. They were sticking out. His eyebrow. I mean, everything. It just looks like a cheekbone. He looks different.
He looks like a completely different person.
Now, did you investigate with the family, or did you just, they just said, they can do a lot of work? Because if I'm in that situation, I'm like, really? I'd be like, really? So what, that's true.
I didn't ask any questions, and it's not just about the looks. I really like him. And I love him. I really like him. No, I mean, like the family. I'm sorry, I'm like so upset. All these people. I really love him, but this is just so, it just like took me by such a loop.
I think we have two different arguments here. And there's the one argument about feeling betrayed that something so important happened to him, or he had something so big done to him that he didn't have any conversation with her about that in the year that they were with each other. And the second conversation, the second argument is, does this really affect how I look at the guy? Because now I'm looking to our future, and I'm afraid I'm going to have ugly kids.
So do you think, Melissa, that once it's in the past, it's in the past, and if you meet them after it's done with, you don't have to deal with it?
Well, I just feel like
unless they have herpes.
Well, that's my thought.
I'm answering your question. If I love somebody, then I'm going to love them regardless of, if they came to me and said, in years past, Melissa, I had this done and this done and this done, I'm not going to break up with them because of it.
But let me throw this at you. Let's say that something weird happens and Superman flies around the globe and it starts spinning the other way and you're attracted to men. And you're going to have a child with a man.
Right.
In the past, he battled some hereditary disease.
Mm-hmm.
Does he have no obligation to tell you that disease before you have children with him?
Well, I think there's a difference between a kid having a debilitating disease and a big nose.
Ugliness is a debilitating disease.
You and I have done all right with it.
Right, but it's been tough. Like, I should be allowed to park close to the mall. That's all I'm saying.
They should have ugly people spots.
Right.
Good morning, Christy. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
I just wanted to let her know that, like Melissa was saying, he is not the only one that's going to be making this baby. She's going to be involved in this as well.
It's a
and
DNA
there
soup.
Are a lot of couples that make babies, and they can be two ugly parents and have beautiful kids,
right.
And they can be two ugly parents.
Right.
She needs to stop being so shallow, because obviously this man doesn't deserve her. And one, he needs to be able to explain his story to her, because she's, she's at this family function when she's just now meeting the family. She has no idea what's going on. And people do grow up. She's seeing pictures from the 20s.
Years ago.
Yeah, but what? I still think he should have said something. And haven't you guys known those parents that have the kid that is the spinning image of only one parent?
Well, yeah, look at Billy Joel and Christy Brinkley. They had two kids, and I think, did they have two or just the one?
They had one, the daughter.
One just looks just like Billy Joel.
Yeah.
Christy Brinkley is the mom. So Billy Joel
should not have been able to impregnate Christy Brinkley because he was too ugly for her.
Well, right. That wasn't a DNA soup. That was a halfway.
I don't know what to tell you, Aaron. You're on your own here. You got takes from both sides.
Why? You know what? Nobody ever call us for advice, ever. Because all we do is we debate it, and then we end up 50-50. Right. We're like, be on with you. Go on with yourself.
And you're on your own at that. All right, so that was yesterday on the show, and now you guys are starting to call up. Our Nicole's back. Hey, Nicole.
What's going on?
Hey.
Are
you working now?
I definitely agree with Jen on this one. And the reason that I agree with her is because it's the fact that he's hiding something. It's the fact that he did not come out and tell her. If he would have came out and told her, that's one thing. But it's been this long that they've been together, and he didn't tell her. I see what she's talking about with the kids and wanting pretty kids. Everybody wants pretty kids. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants that. But some kids that are beautiful have screwed up names. So you really, you know, you can't help that. But, I mean, I really think that he should have went and told her. If it was finances, would we look at the situation any differently? If he was just hot and they had all this debt and didn't say anything to her, and if she found out through the sister that he was 7 and 8 or, no, you know, $50,000 in debt, it wouldn't be any different. A lie is still a lie. He's still hiding something that, you know, he should have went and told her.
Well, to me, the better comparison, though, is if he used to be in terrible debt, then he fixed it. Is he obligated to tell her how badly, how bad his debt was in the past?
Absolutely.
And he fixed it now?
If it's still existing enough that it could affect their future, which it could be. If it involves a bankruptcy, then that's going
to
affect
them for
20 years.
He tweaked his looks to make
it
better. He fixed his debt. Is he supposed to bring up his entire past in a year in a relationship to tell them everything he's ever done?
Yes, if it affects
the
future.
Because what if he didn't learn how to, you know, correct his debt issues, or if he's still not good with, I think the fact that he was just hiding something.
Not even that.
He was hiding something.
What if he had a car repossessed or a house foreclosed on, and 15 years down the road, he goes to buy a house, and the people look at him and say, yeah, we got to charge you a higher interest rate.
Well, no, experience, that 15 years later, it'd be wiped off. But anyway, you know, I just think that, what I'm talking about is he fixed the debt. It's not. You know, so that's just, to me, the similar comparison.
See, I just think it's the misleading thing.
Yeah, that's like, what's bothering you so much.
Yeah, that's what's bothering me more than anything else. He wasn't honest with her. Obviously, if it was that much reconstructive surgery and that much overhaul, it would have been a big point in his life, and him not revealing that. I mean, after a couple of months, I could see, but after a year, and you're bringing your girlfriend home to mom and dad, you know, you're bringing them home to the sister and the, you know, you don't think that's going to come out before you bring somebody home?
He didn't think that if they were going to see the pictures, he didn't think, you know, leaving her at home with the mom and the sister that the pictures weren't going to come up. Come on now. Everybody know that. When you take somebody home, they're going to bring out the embarrassing photos. Everybody knows that.
But usually they're done with you around, and it's done making fun of what you looked like when you were a kid. Good morning, Diane. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, I just don't understand why she's so offended either. And I got to tell you, so he had big ears and a big nose. It's not something he wants to wear around on his shirt sleeve and say, hey, guess what? I think I should tell you before we decide to have kids that I had big ears and a big nose, for heaven's sake. And I got to tell you, my boyfriend, just so Jen knows, my boyfriend is just, I think he's just an extremely attractive guy, very attractive. Seen pictures of his ex-wife, who is absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. They have the most ugly 14-year-old child I've ever seen in my life.
It does happen, man. It does happen. We've all seen it, you know? Great-looking parents have ugly kids, and it goes the other way, too. Ugly parents, like, sometimes I look at these dorky parents, and they've got beautiful children,
That's
you know?
The balance of life right there.
Yeah. What God gives you in one area, he takes in another.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.